Lockdown drills have become commonplace in most schools in the U.S., but how are they affecting the students who participate in them? Guns in America's Aditi Bunlamudi reports.
I'm sitting in Therese Garrett's home in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. She's gathered her son's friends and their parents for a playdate. The kids are in kindergarten and preschool. I'm talking to Maddox.
We had a lockdown practice.
What does that mean?
You hide in a room and be quiet.
Maddox and Garrett's son Caleb are sitting in a cardboard fort they've made in Caleb's bedroom.
People don't tell fart jokes during the drill?
We do fart.
During the lockdowns, they call the threat the lockdown man. Caleb and Maddox don't seem too affected by it.
What about the lockdown man, though? Like, do you ever get afraid of him? Or do people get afraid of him?
No.
I don't get afraid.
I'm not afraid of anything.
But when I ask Ezra, Maddox and Caleb's other friend, about how he felt during the drill, it's a different response.
I'm scared just a tiny bit.
You were scared just a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why.
Ezra's teacher said he got really scared and anxious and started crying. But when his mom tried to talk to him about it later, he wasn't able to put his feelings into words. Therese Garrett, Caleb's mom, is also the medical director at Carolina Outreach, a mental health services clinic. She specializes in child psychiatry and works with children who have undergone serious trauma. She says she's not too worried about her kids dealing with the drills.
But for kids with underlying anxiety disorders or significant prior exposure to trauma, it can be a very different thing.
She says especially with unannounced drills, schools have to pay attention to kids who are more likely to be triggered by unexpected stress.
You know, a kid that has active PTSD or ongoing exposure to community violence or family violence, or a kid with autism or other special needs, should really be finding out about these things ahead of time.
Though she notes that little research has been done about whether lockdowns psychologically affect students, because the drills themselves differ from school to school. This makes them very difficult to study and to even conclude whether they're effective in saving lives. But statistically, mass school shootings are pretty rare. According to a recent study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, school-associated homicides consistently make up less than 2% of all youth homicides in the U.S. But many students experience lockdowns anyway, even if the threat isn't a shooter.
The lockdown, which is really a particular response to school shooting, now gets to be used for other things.
Zachary Levinsky is a lecturer at the University of Toronto, Mississauga. He specializes in school safety and risk management. In his research, he's found many schools go into lockdown to avoid lawsuits for not preparing for disasters.
There's a robbery in the neighborhood, or another school has a gun and you have things like hold them secure in your area or partial lockdowns.
He says administrators and teachers are taught to confront the shooter with similar lawsuit concerns in mind. But from the student perspective, Dahlia Marquez, a junior from East Chapel Hill High School in North Carolina, says lockdown drills have become so common that kids don't seem to take them seriously.
People are like giggling or they're like on their phones and you can hear like whispers and stuff. But I remember after the Parkland shootings and the protests that everybody was like completely silent.
She says after Parkland, students felt like their school could be next. Esther Emanyi, a senior at nearby Carborough High School, says in the aftermath, she felt triggered by the drills. Even today, if she starts to think about it, she can feel like nothing in life matters.
Because, like, somebody just could come in and kill all of us at once really easily.
Zachary Levinsky says schools will continue to do lockdown drills because it makes people feel safe. It gives schools a proactive step to combat a threat largely out of their control. For Guns in America, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.